Hygge, Find Peace of Mind the Danish Way. Written by Hilary Jansen. Narrated by Doug Green. Chapter 1. What is Hygge? In the last couple years, and specifically in the winter season, we make sure you've discovered a specific word, Hygge. However, what in the world does Hygge mean precisely? First of all, let's start with how you say it. Pronounced Hygge, this Danish principle can't be translated to one single word, but incorporates some feeling of comfortable contentment and well-being through taking pleasure in the basic things in life. If you have ever enjoyed reading a book inside the home on a rainy Sunday or a cup of hot cocoa on a snow day, you have experienced Hygge without even knowing it. Hygge is such a fundamental part of being Danish that it is considered, quote, a specifying feature of our cultural identity and an essential part of the national DNA, according to Mike Viking, the CEO of the Joy Research Institute in Copenhagen. Quote, in other words, what flexibility is to Americans, Hygge is to Danes, Viking says in his book, The Little Book of Hygge. This country fascination with all things relaxing is credited as one of the reasons that Denmark is always at the top of the list of the world's happiest countries, despite their infamously miserable winters. And just recently, the remainder of the world has started to get this wonderful lifestyle. The History of Hygge. Comparable to the German principle of Gemütlichkeit and the Dutch idea of Gezelligheid, the warm and cozy living style that Hygge promotes has been a key part of Danish civilization since the early 1800s, when the word initially appeared in the written language. It's derived from a Norwegian word for well-being. While Hygge, which is used as both a noun and adjective in Denmark, is more of a way of living for Danes, it caught on as a lifestyle pattern in the UK in 2016, after some books about the topic were released. It ended up being so well known in Britain that it was even included in the Collins Words of the Year for 2016, second only to Brexit. In 2017, it was America's turn to go gaga for Hygge. Everyone from the New York Times to the New Yorker covered it, and no less than 8 books were released in the span of some months about the topic. It started trending on social networks as well. Pinterest forecasted it would be among the hottest home design patterns of 2017, after activity on the site about Hygge increased 285% at the end of 2016. To date, people have tagged more than 4 million posts on Instagram with hashtag Hygge and have also brought to Twitter to go over the finer points of what makes something Hygge or not. What does it mean to live a Hygge life? For example, do sweatpants count as Hygge? Yes, there's even a word in Danish for them. Hyggebukser are that pair of pants you'd never be caught dead wearing in public, but virtually live in when you are at home on the weekends binging on Netflix. In addition to defining things as hyggelig, hygge-like, Danes are also obsessed with adding hygge to other words to define things. This is an example. A hyggekrog is essentially a nook where you can get comfortable. Imagine a window seat where you can wrap yourself up in a blanket and watch the world go by. Or your preferred armchair where you do all of your reading. Here is what else is considered hygge. Candles. If you ask a Danish person, they are likely to tell you that candle lights are the most fundamental part of creating a hyggelig environment in the house. Danes burn a whopping 13 pounds of candlelight wax a year per capita, according to Viking, more than any other nation in the world. So switch off that uncomplimentary overhead lamp and light some candlelights. Fireplaces. What could be cozier than curling up by the fire for a warm night in? Bonus points if your mantle is decorated for winter season. Toss blankets. Whether a chunky knit, weighted blanket, or heated throw, having something soft to twist around yourself is a must, as are oversized sweaters and thick socks, actually anything knitted, which also make things way more hygge. Homemade sweets, home cooking, and hot beverages. What you eat is also vital to creating those relaxing